Well, good evening. We are so glad that you're here tonight on our Christmas Eve service. It's one of my favorite services of the year, and that we can gather together and join and worship and share together in the stories and the scriptures and the songs and remember all that God did for us when he sent Jesus. If you will join with me and stand, we are going to join together for our call to worship. It's in the bulletin, and I also have it on the PowerPoint tonight. Let's join together. In the darkness, a light shines. In the night silence, shepherds approach. All the earth is hushed as God comes among us.
Angels sing as a woman brings forth love.
Your word is made flesh.
We stand in humble awe.
Your grace unfolds among us.
We come to witness, honor, and worship.
People of God, worship in wonder and joy. Well, let's join together this evening. If you're wanting to use the hymn books and can read it with the dim lighting, you're welcome to. It's hymn number 135, Joy to the World, or I have it on the PowerPoint tonight. Join together there for our opening prayer and the Lord's Prayer together this evening. O God of wonder, we scarcely understand the ways you break into this world and into our hearts. Yet we know you do. May the ancient story of your arrival make us courageous bearers of good news and doers of good deeds. For the sake of your beautiful created world, we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated tonight. And just like every year on Christmas Eve, our offering goes to the Christmas Fund, which is a fund that our denomination has raises money to help retired ministers and their families that may be on hard times financially. And so we give to this every year. It's one of our five missions offerings that we give to every year. And so that's what it's going to. If you're here tonight and you're a regular attender of our church and you won't be back until after the first year and you want to put your regular offering in your green envelope, you can just throw that in and we'll know the rest. But all the loose is going to the fund tonight. So I'm going to ask our ushers if they would come, and God bless you as you give tonight. Would you join with me as we pray? Gracious God, thank you for the offering that was given tonight. Use it to help those that are in need as we thank you for it now, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to begin tonight with one of our first scripture readings tonight, and it's coming from Isaiah chapter 9. Going to be reading verse 2 and verses 6 and 7. This is a familiar one if you come on Christmas Eve that is often read from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there will be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. Well, the Davis family is coming, Grant and Stephanie's family, and are going to be leading us in our first lighting tonight.
Tonight, we gather to remember the good news that a child has been born for us, a son has been given to us, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
May God kindle hope, peace, joy, and love in our lives and in the world.
Season. May our lives reflect the warmth and wonder of the Advent flames. Make your church a place that shines with the wonder of your promises. Amen.
Dex is coming to do our readings tonight. I added a reading. So in the bulletin, it says the Luke 2, which is the common one that we're familiar with here. But I also added the Matthew 1, Matthew's version. So we'll start with Luke, verse 2, 1 through 20. We've all heard this many times. Never hurts to hear this story. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem
and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. And then additionally, we'll do Matthew. This is chapter 1, 18 to 25. Again, we've all heard this many times. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus.
It is time we set flame to our Advent affirmation by lighting the Christ candle. We bask in the glory that visited a stable in a manger, shepherds watching their flocks, and a young couple cradling the newborn Messiah.
We light the Christ candle as a sign of the glory that came among us in unexpected places and to unexpected people, that we may be people who seek and follow the glory of the Christ child here and now.
Rejoice, the Savior is born. Joy to the world.
I'm going to sing for you tonight, which I often do. I remember correctly, I think one year at Christmas Eve, I was not able to sing because of a cold that I had. But I am going to sing a song. If you have ever come in the past when we've done the choir's done their cantatas, I'm going to be singing one of those songs tonight. And I don't know what you're going through or what you're facing or what this year's been like, or maybe the last couple of years, or maybe you're uncertain about the future, whatever it may be. I pray that this song will help you to realize that with God and Christ in our lives, doesn't mean we have perfect lives or we never face problems or bad situations. But it reminds us that in the end, all is well.
And just talking to our adults tonight, it reminds us that we are never alone. And so a few moments ago when I talked about whatever we faced in this past year or the years before or whatever, that I want to remind you tonight, you're never alone. God is with us, whatever we face, and God gives us strength and grace and courage and faith to keep on going no matter what we're going through. Well, one of the beautiful things about Christmas Eve is our communion time that we share together. And as we always do, we usually join together as a congregation and on Christmas Eve to pray a prayer of thanksgiving and confession. And so if you would like to join us, You're welcome to join with me as we pray. And so let's do that. And if you would like to follow along and read it with me. God, we thank you for your boundless love. We thank you for the love that came to us in a manger so long ago in Jesus the Christ. A love so deep and so profound that nothing will ever be the same again. Touch us, heal us, forgive us, and make us whole again as we share together at the table of your love and grace. Amen. You don't have to be a regular attender here. You are welcome to join us tonight as we share at the table. I'm going to ask our deacons and deaconesses that are helping us out tonight if they would make their way. And then we will share together as David has some music that's going to be played during that time. Thank you.
Later, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake tonight. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Kathy, if you'll go back and turn the two switches off there. Well, here comes, we're coming to one of my favorite parts tonight. And usually I have a separate candle, but I forgot. So I'm going to pull the Christ candle tonight and start the lighting of it. We're kind of missing Carla tonight, who usually plays. So we're going to see how this is all going to work out with lighting the candles and singing Silent Night. And I told David he could just let it keep playing until we decide to stop. So, and so David, if you want to go ahead and start, and I'm going to invite the first ones to come. If yours is not lit, you go into the one that's lit. Don't tip yours that's lit. To start when it starts again, because we'll be at the beginning again. I'm going to invite you very carefully, if you'll stand and sing it with me. We'll sing through three verses there. Hold on a minute. Oh. Hold on a minute. Let's go. Sounded really good, just to let you know.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds wait at the radiant beams
from
thy holy face. With the dawn redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Join with me in humming.
Born this night is a Savior who is Christ the Lord. May God's love embrace us, Christ's peace surround us, and the Spirit's joy fill us as hope guides us in the new year. Amen. You may go in peace.